हाँ, डिक्टेशन फॉर डासिया जॉनसन, DASIAJOHNSON, डेट ऑफ सर्विस 11/11/2024, डेट ऑफ एक्सीडेंट इज 2/11/2024 एंड डेट ऑफ बर्थ इज 3/14/1997। इसके प्रेजेंटिंग इलनेस, पेशेंट इज हियर फॉर ए फॉलो अप इवैल्यूएशन टुडे। इनिशियली शी वाज इन्वॉल्वड इन ऑटोमोबाइल एक्सीडेंट वेयर शी वाज हिट बाय अ बैक ऑफ द सेमी ट्रक हु हिट हर कार ऑन द पैसेंजर साइड लीडिंग टू See all the symptoms that are reported. She was a resident driver at the time. She started having severe pain in the neck and both sides of the shoulder, mid back, lower back to the tune of 7 and 8, radiation to the left arm, left leg started, and difficulty in walking and sleeping was reported. No headaches were reported, no TBI symptoms were reported. Patient has continued on a protocol of physical therapy, medications, and that is helping her extremely. She came for one epidural injection on 9/4/2024. However, she reported that she experienced nausea afterward for 7 days and do not want any more injections. So the injections are on hold for this patient until she provides a consent. Currently, patient report that her medication, physical therapy, and stretching is helping a great deal. She would like to have she would like to have continue with the anxiety is still bad. She is very panicky in the morning, especially when she rides a car with other people. And also she wants to have an injection at this time. She reported that she recently was attacked by dogs and she fell on the concrete and her pain in the lower back is worse. Currently the pain in the lower back is around 5 to 6. But no radiation is reported except for the left leg laterally. Pain in the left shoulder is only 3 to 4, and patient can lift her shoulder in abduction up to 180 degrees without pain. So overall the pain is between 3 and 6, ADLs are affected 4, 70% relief is reported by the patient. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system review for additional issues as well as for substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 129/94, pulse 73, pulse ox is 98. Rest of the exam is the same from previous visit, which is dated 10/3/2024, dictation number 1014-039. Plan is to continue counseling for the patient, physical therapy for the patient 2 times a week, for the neck and the lower back, and for the left SI joint inflammation, with traction and massage. And patient is allowed light duty job 7 hours 6 days for 10-pound lifting limit. Maps and labs have been reviewed and ordered. The patient is advised to have a injection to the LESI based on the MRI finding, which was reviewed with her again, as well as left SI joint to be 2 times for diagnostic purpose. See if it is causing the pain for her. Other than that, patient is provided with a medication which are Flexeril, 10 milligram PRN. She doesn't want any anti-inflammatory, she doesn't want any other medication, and she refused to take Ortrim, Xanax, Zoloft, and all of it. So far, it is okay. If the patient wants to have an injection, we will be more than happy to schedule her.